I'm Mistress Mabel from the Fratellis, and good morning to the enemy.
Hello, you all right?
Hello there!
How's it going?
Ooh, that's weird.
It's like stereo.
Yeah.
That
was weird.
Oh, you're all panned left and right.
Very nice.
Oh. Tom, you all right?
Yeah, not bad. It's the first time I've seen 9 o'clock. Well, it's the first time I've seen 9 o'clock.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. Liam, you all right?
Yeah, I'm Sam.
Yeah. And Andy?
Oh, I forgot my name there, cheers.
No, I didn't.
Why did I start this?
To be fair, there's three of you, and even I can get those names right. So don't you worry about that, Andy. Now, here's an interesting thing for Enemy fans. Andy, your involvement today in this live session is what?
Nothing.
Brilliant. And Liam?
Moral support.
Right, moral support. Now, obviously, Liam, you play drums.
Yep.
So, obviously, you can't bring the whole drum kit in and it'll be, you know, blah, 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 blah. But you could always play, like, biscuit tins or, you know, Tupperware boxes or something like that.
I haven't got one, though, unless you've got one in there.
Right. I tell you what, we could get you a bin and a couple of biros.
Yeah, I can give you a solo later if you want. 10-minute drum solo.
Nice. On
the
tin. Yeah, I like
that'd
that. Right. And Andy, as bass guitar player in the band...
I forgot my bass guitar.
Brilliant. That's good. Now, is that a joke, or did you genuinely forget your guitar?
No, that's actually a joke.
Right, okay.
The thing is, we'd forgotten we were doing this. Someone,
brilliant, thanks.
Someone said to us ages ago, do you want to do morals? And we said, yeah, we'd love to come down. And then yesterday...
You'd love this so much, you forgot.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how excited we were, Chris.
Can I just warn you right now, by the way, that myself and my good friend Dave here...
Hi.
...are introducing you on stage on Sunday...
That's going to be class.
Well, so, as long as we remember.
As long as we remember.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome...
They're
Coventry lads.
Yeah.
Oh, they...
It's not the...
Hoosiers? Scouting for biscuits?
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fine. So, listen, thanks for coming in. I know it's very early, but it's going to be good. Have you done a big weekend before?
We have. We did it last year.
Right, okay.
And it ended up in hospital, actually.
What, you did?
No, Andy did.
Why?
Someone slipped something in his drink.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was just a bit nasty. So I ended up stood next to him in a ward with him thinking he was Hercules for about 6 hours in a hospital in Preston.
Filming him on your mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not nice. Not
like what a good friend you are. Well, Andy,
I can't remember it.
Okay, well, look after yourself this year.
You know them bedpans that look like hats?
Right.
The highlight of the weekend last year was watching Andy shake hands with everyone in A&E with one of them on his head.
Nice.
Anyway, nice. You go steady this year.
Yeah, I'll try.
Be careful. Yeah.
Andy, you take it easy. Listen, my mum and dad are going to come to the big weekend. If you need anyone to look after you...
Yeah.
I met your mum last year. She's lovely.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, she'll be there again this year.
Keeping an eye on things.
So I'll get her on the side of the stage. She likes to be on the side of the stage because it's more VIP...
Nice, yeah. Get her involved.
She doesn't like to be in with a riff.
Get her to come out. She can do a solo if she wants.
Please don't say that because she'll get so excited.
No, that's an official invitation.
She'll go,
If Chris's mum, if you're listening, if
no,
you wanna,
don't. No,
if you
seriously.
Get involved, even if you just want to do a bit of a bass and just get like a tambourine or some maracas or something.
The weird thing is, with my mum, if she heard that, she would go, he said, if I want to do a bit of a Bez, who's Bez? If I said to Bez used to be the dancer with the Happy Mondays, do you know Sean Ryder's band? She would go, oh, he's lovely. Because she met Sean Ryder once and he was nothing but a gentleman to her. And they chatted for like 2 hours about Ireland and families and things like that. My mum thinks that Sean Ryder is the nicest man in rock and roll.
He probably is.
Well, he is, but he's also many other
things. It's the same as any lad when they talk to someone else's mum.
Well, this is true.
You know what I mean?
All right, well, listen, you're going to do two songs.
Yeah.
And I asked if you'd do one of my favourites, and you're kindly going to do it. Tom, obviously Liam and Andy, in protest, they're not going to do anything.
That was super nice.
Just going to sleep.
So what song are you going to do first?
We'll Live and Die in These Towns first.
Nice, all right. Well, in the live lounge, getting ready for the big weekend, this is Tom from The Enemy.
It's
spend your time in smoky rooms where haggard old women with cheap perfume say it never happens for people like us, you know, and nothing ever happened on its own. And why the toilet smells of desperation, the streets all echo of aggravation, and you wonder why you can't get no sleep when you've got nothing to do and you've got nothing to eat. Your life slipping and sliding right out of you, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do. Well, we'll live and die, we'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now. We'll live and die, we'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now. Dirty dishes from a TV meal that went cold from the wind through a smashed up window. You can't go out if anybody calls you, cause you can't have a bath when there's no hot water, and your friends are out on the town again, and you ask yourself if it'll ever end. But it's all too much for your head to take, just a matter of time before you break. Well, we'll live and die, we'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it track you down, don't let it track you down now. We'll live and die, we'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it track you down, don't let it track you down now.
Well done, nice.
That was brilliant. That was,
you don't need those losers.
Exactly.
You don't need them, man. What do they do? What do they do that you can't do? You don't need them.
Liam just hits stuff. I genuinely don't know his place in the band. He just whacks stuff.
Seriously, you don't need drop them.
That was
more
brilliant.
That's all you and your drumming's all right, Chris.
Yeah, so I'll join you. Hey, listen, Pro Tools. That's all you need. Lay him down before you watch the big stand on the side of the stage for the big weekend.
We'll have you on drums. We'll have you on drums and your mum on maracas. Can you imagine the tour bus?
Don't you mention my mum and maracas in the same sentence ever again. And that was great, mate. What a really good reaction on the text as well. A lot of people loving that. So nice. And Dominic, our newsman here, had his mouth wide open.
I did, yeah. I was Dominic. Captivated by that. It was brilliant.
Fair play.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm quite chuffed that I can't see Dave where I am, because I've been listening to the show for years and I've got this sort of preconception in my head of what Dave looks like.
You never seen what he looks like?
No, you'll be disappointed.
Hey, thing is,
Dave, move around here.
Before you move around, I've always imagined you've got quite manly sideburns, and I bet you haven't, man.
You're right.
Well, here he is. Give him a wave, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Oh,
you're
my
right.
God.
You've got no hair for a start. What's going on there?
That was Dominic.
Am I what you thought? Yeah. Why is he
come
naked?
Come on, Dave. Dave, come on, show yourself. There's Dave.
There he is.
Oh, no, that's Rachel, sorry.
He's touching his feminine side.
Seriously, we're messing around now, so, you know, I will show myself at long last.
Ta-da!
So, totally irrelevant for anyone listening.
Yeah.
But we're having a laugh, eh?
How's Alison?
Do you want to show yourself?
I'm not interested anymore.
Oh, no.
Do you know what? Should we keep a surprise?
Show,
a bit like a good book.
Yeah.
For the whole weekend,
make
people
your
are
own
coming
picture.
Up to you going, I'm Dave. And you're going, are you really? No. Okay. Who are you looking forward to seeing? Any of the other bands in the lineup?
Well, I'm quite impressed. You've somehow managed to... Someone managed to get a better lineup than Glastonbury in pretty much every festival that's on. It's a fair play for that.
Wise words.
Do you think it's a good lineup?
I do think it's amazing, yeah. There's just loads of good bands on. I think I'd like to see the Pigeon Detectives because I've never seen them live. And I bumped into them at the NME Awards. They seem like nice lads. And that tune's dead catchy.
They like a drink.
Do they? Fair play. So
I met them all at some festival at the Wireless Festival in Leeds, was it? Something like that. And I met them all, and then by the end of it, they were all of them were very, very drunk. Family. And I met all their families, and all of their families seemed very drunk as well.
Nice.
And I was there with my family. And by the end of it, it was just big. It was like a big family reunion. There was just lots of Leeds accents and beer spilling going on. It was nice.
Tom, would you agree that getting the Pigeon Detectives on the lineup is quite a coup?
That was terrible. Seriously, that was awful.
Who wrote that for you?
That's why he doesn't want to meet you.
I remember when this show used to be good.
Not that you ever heard it, because you're never up before nine.
I'm talking about the 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. I loved your show. When you were on at 3 in the afternoon, I could hear it all the time.
The only person listening to this is one bloke in a Mondeo hatchback driving up the M1 laughing at everyone because there's no build-up where them roadworks are.
I think you'll find there's 9 million people listening.
I'm sure there are, because that's what they tell you.
All in Mondeos.
9 million, eh? This ain't no GMTV. This is big time. All right, well, listen, you can have a break now, obviously.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Liam and Andy. And get yourself ready for the next song that you're not going to do a little bit later. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, The Enemy. Well, or Tom from The Enemy, as it really is. And the Live Lounge, and they're back to do another song in just a bit, and they're going to do Away From Here, which I'm very much looking forward to seeing.
Your request, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I want to see him go, Richard, don't do that.
That's what you do, isn't it? You do. Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Richard, don't do that.
Not exactly like that.
No, yeah, well, no, I'm not. Don't get the ump. That's what you're saying. Richard, don't do that.
Do you want to do that bit for me?
No.
If you want, just drop your mic in. Just do that bit for me.
No.
Well, you've given it loads now. You've got it, haven't you?
Go on, do
no.
it.
On the text, 8-1-1-1. If you want Chris to drop in for that bit, text
I'll tell
him.
You what, because it'll sound, because people will get, all the Enemy fans will
I
get
know
upset.
Why, because you want to get as much play out of this as you can. You can give it to Joe Wiley, she can play it for a bit, and if you're singing on it, she won't have it. That's why.
She'll only want to play it more if that all right, so. Down to the interesting. That's really true. I'm going to switch you off now. Hey, don't be like that, Tom. And there's a lot of love for you coming in on the text messages.
Is there?
Yeah. We're going to play another couple of records and then you're going to do another one for us. We're going to insist.
Bye-bye.
And if you don't, we shoot you.
That's all right.
A couple of things coming in on the text, though. I listen in a Mondeo, but I get my Alfa Romeo on Friday. Does that mean that I can't listen to the show anymore?
It doesn't. You can still listen,
right.
But fair play for buying an Alfa.
There you go.
Nice car.
It'll break, but fair play.
I saw The Enemy at the, I can't pronounce it, casino after their gig in Coventry a month back. Did they win anything?
I can't remember.
Okay. The Rica.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, the Isle of Creek. I think we probably lost quite a lot.
Yeah, I
was up on the tour, though. On the tour, I came out up. On the night, I was probably down.
Oh, well, congratulations. Can you ask Tom what his view is on the Shadow Puppets after calling Alex Turner boring?
Actually, do you know what? I love that track.
Do you?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just full of strings and... it's just like, no one makes music like that anymore, do they?
You like your strings, don't you?
I do like my strings.
I like my strings.
Yeah. They're proper, aren't they?
Yeah. I think it really adds to a track.
Yeah, totally.
You two should go to a strings party or something.
I've always said that, though.
You could, yeah. You should play in the strings that we've got from the end of the
show. Maybe I will.
You should do. I think you'd appreciate that.
When you write a song, Tom, because I get the impression that you write this, these two lads, literally, it's their van, is what I get. And you go, so you sit there and you go, it's been nice for strings, this.
It's weird when you're writing a song. I think it happens in a sort of weird way. You sort of hear the song first a lot of the time.
Right.
I mean, everyone's sort of different, but normally I'll just be somewhere where I can't get my hands on a guitar or an instrument, and then you'll hear this song in your head and it'll be amazing. And yeah, you do hear strings and you hear massive drums and stuff that you could never actually replicate.
Do you write music?
Yeah.
Right, so let's say you have an idea for strings.
Yeah.
Someone's printing something off the printer.
Is that...
Yeah, someone's
is it printing in the Live Lounge?
Yeah, that's the printer going off halfway through the interview.
Disappointing acoustics.
More questions. We just need to wait for the printer.
Hang on.
Okay, we're clear.
Nobody send a fax.
So will you... But, like, do you arrange? Would you arrange the strings for a track?
On the first album, I actually play all the strings.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I'm great 6 violin, mate. Don't worry about me. No, I do. And we've just done... just done like a couple of new tracks for album two, and we're just sort of pushing the limits of how many string tracks we can get on there.
Oh, I think every track.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because even because you can always have them low in the mix.
Exactly, yeah.
Like off, but you'll know.
Do you want to produce it, Chris?
Yeah, I'll produce it.
Go produce it, get a few points. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell you what, I'll have a point anyway on the next album.
Well, you got thanks on the first.
I did.
Thank you very much.
I'm not sure what for.
Tell you what, forget the thanks on the second, just a point.
All right.
Sorry, a little bit of industry talk there.
Yeah, it was good. It's like Brian Eno having a chat with the band.
Do you want to hear our strings? Have you heard our strings?
I haven't.
Okay. So, our strings, we got strings made for our closing jingle that we'd finish the show with. And we did it at Abbey Road. Very nice.
Oh, well.
Studio 2.
Fair play.
Beatles Studio.
We're doing ours in a barn just outside Cough.
Some people have it. So these are our strings. Are they really? They really are our strings.
Did you play them?
No. But they're called session musicians. Nice, isn't it?
Very nice.
Yeah, it's soothing. Yeah, it's a bit like Enya, isn't it?
No. So
get some big tube of
bells. It's also legally different to Boys Don't Cry by The Cure as well.
By one note.
Isn't it one in every eight or something? I don't know.
Yeah,
but
something like that, yeah.
No, strings are fun. I think everybody should hire a studio and get some strings in. You ready? Nice. Like that.
Epic. Everyone's just gone thinking it's the end of the show.
No, they'd be waiting for Joe Wiley, of course. Yeah. What a horrible thing to say.
Oh, yeah, good point. Andy. Sorry, Joe.
Are you still friends with Alex Zane?
Oh, best of mates, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, went down the pub with him the other night.
Did you really? Yeah, how was that?
Oh, it's all right. Me and him just met Peaches down there, had a few pints. And
no,
then,
Peaches. I didn't know you were hanging out with other cool people in London.
Oh, can you imagine? Do you know what? We came down from Cov last night. We got in about 1:45 in the morning, checked into a Premier Travelling, which is...
Nice.
Not, you know...
Just the job.
Peaches, put it this way, Peaches weren't there.
No. Your album has... How many copies of the album you sold now?
Quite a lot. It was over 400,000.
16, I think.
If I'd sold 400,000 copies of my album, I wouldn't be staying... I'd be staying in a record company. I want to be staying in at least a 3-star.
Yeah.
Hey, if it's good enough for Lenny Henry.
Absolutely. I was going to say that. Did you see Lenny there?
Oh, he was there, yeah.
Cropped up in the foyer, weren't he?
He was having something to eat with a duck.
The only thing that isn't big is a bill.
Found something small time.
Wow, that sounds just like him.
Well, he was in the room then.
Well, it was like he was here. And finally, Tom, before we go for this round, how many people have ever said that you sound a bit like Michael Owen?
I don't think anyone has.
Because we've had so many text messages
Chester,
today.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Really?
Honestly, so many people go, he sounds a bit like Michael Owen.
Loads of them.
I'll tell you what I'd enjoy. If you are all the texts good, or are there any bad ones? If there's any bad ones, will you read them out? They're normally more interesting.
Hate texts.
Honestly...
Okay, The Enemy of Brill, really looking forward to seeing them at Ellen Road in a few weeks. Oh, I forgot you're doing
good,
that.
Yeah, that's going to be quality.
I'm there.
Are you?
Yeah.
With Kaiser Chiefs, top band.
Yeah. And Kate Nash.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
I'm trying to find a bad one.
I can't see one, genuinely.
Anyone who hates The Enemy, just text in.
Oh, they will. If you ask them, they will. Yeah. I mean, they won't let you down.
They'll ask on them, though, won't it? Because they're paying.
Yeah, but it's like a text. It's not like, you know, it's less than a Mars bar, for God's sake.
If you really hate us, I'm sure that'd grate on you.
Yeah, well...
If you're petty enough to really actually...
But now you've said that, they'll be like, oh, I was going to text, but to spite you, I'm going to send a text saying how great you are. I'm going to buy your album, you moron. I'm going to spend loads of money on your back catalogue, every version. So, stuff you. All right, here they come then. They sound like Beavis and Butthead.
Nice. That's good.
Your guest sounds like Jasper Carrot. How great.
That's just racist, isn't it?
No, they're all coming in now. I'll print them all off.
If you can, I'll have a laugh. There's a forum somewhere.
WeHateTheEnemy.com.
Pretty much something like that. And we had a bit of time off recently, so I joined it. And I just went on and had a chat with everyone. Most people are actually pretty sound when you get talking to them.
Tom is getting on my nerves saying fair play all the time.
Yeah, I noticed I said that about six times, so fair play. I'll stop.
There you go.
That's a Midlands thing, though.
Get your hair cut, mop heads.
Cheers.
Had it cut 2 days ago, Tart.
See, now, you can't ask them to then give you abuse and then fight back.
Well, you've got to respond, haven't you?
You just got to take it. Just go, all right.
Otherwise, they're texting for nothing.
Yeah, but what's more annoying, if they're going to go, get your hair cut, mopheads, you going, actually, I got it cut the other day, or you going, thanks very much, I will, thanks.
Well, it's sort of saying, you know, look, thanks for the advice, I appreciate it, you were right, in fact, I preempted it and got it cut 2 days ago.
All right.
Okay. Get minded on Saturday as well.
We're taking this. This is like polite insult with, you know, sensible retorts. anyway, well, let's get on. Let's play another song, and then we'll be back with the enemy, who are going to do. They're going to do the Richard Andorde song, which I'm very excited.
Are you going to sing on it? Have you decided now?
No.
8119. If you want Chris to sing on it, text in.
God, you love the fact you even know the text number.
Hey, of course I do.
Seriously,
some of the overnight people here don't even know that.
You don't fancy doing a few Saturday morning fill-ins for Vernon Cady? He's always having time off.
Fair play.
Saturday tends. Stop it's saying fair play.
Depending on the sort of money you're on, I might consider it.
Yeah, I tell you what, you won't mind being a pound behind Vernon.
Really?
Oh, what?
Is he a bit much, you say?
What, him? Is Mrs. earning on the dancey show and him on the other show? I reckon he's on about 30 grand a year now.
Yeah, got to be.
You know, all combined.
Well, got to be on nearly as much as them footballers. They've got to be on about, what, 40?
They're on about, Premiership footballers get about 40 grand a year.
Roughly.
And free football boots as well.
Yeah. Fair play.
The obligatory Range Rover as well.
Yes.
All right, well, I could chat with you all morning, but I'm not going to. We're going to play a song, and then we're back with more of the enemy in just a bit. On Radio 1. And in the live lounge this morning is Tom from the enemy with a couple of his mates who have turned up today.
Liam's just been on the phone.
What?
He's just been sat there on the phone.
Nice one. Cheers,
no interest.
That's all right. Anytime.
I'm going to walk on halfway through your set on Sunday.
You can play the drums if you want.
Someone's on the phone! Mind you, you'd probably stop drumming and go, oh, is it?
You can play for me.
Yeah, I'll play. No one will know the difference.
Yeah, I've witnessed you drumming. It's pretty good, actually.
I was all right.
Yeah, you did well for a non-drummer.
You say I'm a non-drummer. I'm a drummer.
I did hear you play Too Much Too Young once. I think you learned it on your show once. You were tapping it on the
wrist. I got taught by the drummer.
Yeah.
There's another Coventry link.
Yep. Tedious.
Because it took us 2 hours. Because I thought the intro to Too Much Too Young was... No. Something like that.
That was a bit wrong.
And he went, no, it's not. It's actually... And then we did it for 2 hours and went through several pints.
I enjoyed it. I was doing it with you.
Yeah. Can you do it now?
I can do it on my leg if you want to hear
it. Okay, go on.
Oh, that's nice.
Not exactly right.
Was that a paradiddle?
No, it's all singles.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel, have a look. The chance of us having Too Much Too Young in the radio and music library when we don't even have Highsicle Musical is very slim.
Or Jammy Todger.
Yeah, Jammy Todger. They're going to be playing at the big weekend.
Looking forward to that.
What else did I want to ask you? Right, so now, what do you want me to sing Richard and Jude?
I think so. If it's what your fans want, Chris, then I think you're sort of obliged to.
Well, the millions.
That means you do more than me and Liam, though.
The million. To be fair, there are unemployed people doing more than you and Liam.
If the alleged 9 million want you to do it,
it's not an alleged. How many copies of the album sold? An alleged 400,000. And you're staying in a travelling. and your radio plug is driving around in an Aston Martin. Something's not right there. You know what I mean? I couldn't find anywhere to find my helicopter. Right, okay. Now, do you want me to do the whole line or just Richard Andrude?
Whatever you want.
Well, do you tell me? It's your song.
Probably just the Richard and Judy, to be honest.
Okay.
Just Judy.
No, we'll do both.
Too much too young.
There you go, I was right, were wrong.
I think you thought I was right.
No, you weren't.
Play it again.
No, hang on, you do it first.
Okay. Too much too young.
He's right.
Yeah, he is.
I think it's one extra. I think he said it one extra.
We did play it with Neville Staples and he did say it was right.
What does Neville know? Well, he said it was wrong.
He said it was right.
But he doesn't know.
Too much too young.
One more time. Come on, Liam. Hang on a second, wait for him to sing.
Too much too young.
Yeah, wrong.
Why don't you try it?
That's me there. That's me doing it on my belly. It's just got loads of echo on. Right, anyway, let's get into it because we're going to be late for the news and then Dominic will cry and then Joe Wiley will be late.
No, it's fine. Right.
Okay, fair enough.
As long as you want.
Right, okay. Well, I'll just do Richard Antor there.
You do whatever you can manage, Chris.
Okay. I want echo, though. Richard on. Right.
Good pitch. Good pitch. Fair play.
Yeah. Richard on Judy.
There's a high note about halfway through. Judy. As well.
Is it that? There.
It's bag on.
Pretty close. It'll do.
Think a bit more Michael Owen, though, then you'll be there.
Shut up. You're not even doing out. Sitting there scratching your nads. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, in the live lounge, please welcome Tom Clark, the most talented one from The Enemy.
Featuring Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
I'm so sick, sick, sick and tired of working just to be retired. I don't want to get that far. I don't want your company car. Promotions ain't my thing. Name badges are not interesting. It's much easier for me, see, to stay at home with
Richard and Judy.
Oh, well, oh, well, oh, 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 right from her. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, 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 right from her. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, 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 right from her. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, 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 right from her. I'm fed up of early mornings. Wake up calls are getting boring round here. Feet dragging on the pavement. The same people with the same arrangements. While it can be quite funny, you're making other people money. My working day has just begun. It's not exactly what I would call fun. I want to wake up in the afternoon with daytime TV on my favourite tune. Cause it's much easier for me to stay at home with
Richard and Judy.
Away, away, oh, 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 away from her. 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 Away, away. From Saturday is your only highlight. When you go out and live the high life, or meeting up with other people, your interaction with the weekend people. At least when all is said and done, you wouldn't be the only one to be a slave to the modern wage. Your crappy weekend is your only escape. I want to wake up in the afternoon with daytime TV on my favourite tune. Cause it is much easier for me to stay at home with Richard and Judy. Away, away, oh, 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 away from it. 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 Away, 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 away,
away
from here. Nice. Enhanced, I think, by yourself.
Thank you very much. Thanks. I'm available for the second album. Just in case you do the Richard and Judy line again.
Can't afford you.
No, you can. Just, as I said, just one point. Hey, that was great. Thank you very much, Tom.
No,
and obviously, we couldn't have done it without your help, Andy and Liam. That was you guys were amazing.
Nice one. Cheers.
I can't wait to see you guys live.
I particularly like Liam's enthusiasm on that version.
Yeah, he went a bit crazy, didn't he?
I was
he?
Feeling it. I was in the zone.
Yeah.
So he improvised.
I hit a fear trance and was just
I was worried you were improvising too much. You might have put me and Tom off, but we managed to keep
just
on
soloing over it.
All right, well, listen, thanks for coming in, and enjoy the big weekend. Are you going to come on the Saturday, or are you just done there on the Sunday?
I don't know. We're talking about coming up on the Saturday. I think we probably will.
Yeah, I think you should.
Hey, you can come and see Folkface.
Yeah.
Come see Dave and Dom's band.
Yeah. I heard a bit about that.
7:35, BBC Introducing Stage.
Sound, we'll be there. As long as you can get me side stage with Chris's mum.
Oh, absolutely.
No problem at all. Whatever you want.
Hey, listen, by the way, I opened a massive can of worms earlier. When you were saying about my mum and dad, when you said you met them last year, and I said, oh, they'll be there this year. Loads of people text and go, all right, so I can't get tickets, but your mum and dad can have tickets. Well, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you.
Let me tell you now, it's not even tickets, people. They'll be on the guest list.
Oh, yeah, they'll be all laminated up, access all areas. And if anyone's got a problem with that, you can speak to my mum about it, right? Good luck. Getting a word in edgeways. Right, cheers very much, lads. I'll see you in a minute, but I'll see you at the weekend.
Nice one, can I say fair play?
Ladies and gentlemen, cheers. Me, Tom and Liam and Andy. And if you don't have the album yet, go and buy it, because it's ace. Honestly, there you go. Are you sure you don't want me to join Folk Face after that performance?
Well, no.
What if I come on halfway through a song and just shout Richard and Judy and walk off again?
It just wouldn't fit, though, would it?
And you're kind of contracted to the enemy now as well.
Yeah.
Soiled goods.
Point on the album, you know what I mean?
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
God, the enemy don't mess around. They're gone already. Oh, no, they're still there.
They're loitering.
Hey, Dave, but you can't get rid of them, by the way.
Really?
The enemy, they just did another song for us during the news.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a new keyboard he's trying out. Gonna be a great set.
Tom's loving it.
He's very pleased with his new keyboard. And that's it. That's where it ends.
That's good keyboard work.